Okay, Sarah, tell her to come in. Come in. Good morning, Mrs. Mohammed. Now, from the pre-interview form which you filled in when you made the appointment, I see that you had an accident at work.
Yes, that's right. And since the accident, I've developed terrible back pain and headaches, and I can't go back to work. Well, I did go back to work for a while, but it was difficult for me to perform my tasks, and the boss didn't care at all.
Can you tell me exactly what happened? Just a minute. I'll disconnect the phone so we won't be disturbed. I had better close the window also and put a do not disturb sign on my door so that my clients will know that I'm busy. Just a minute.
Okay. Thank you.
Let me get comfy. Would you like some coffee?
No. No, thank you.
Now, Mrs. Mohammed, your argument. What did your boss say? Please begin from the beginning, Mrs. Mohammed. I would like to hear exactly how the accident happened.
Well, as you can see, whether I'm in or out of my house, I usually wear the traditional sari of my country.
Yeah, it certainly is very elegant.
I started working as a computer web page designer in a company called Computer Wires. One of our duties, and I'm speaking about my colleagues and I, besides designing web pages, was to make coffee, tea, and other hot beverages for my boss. To do this, we used the kitchen, the company kitchen, which is located downstairs in the basement. Some of us bring our meals from home, and we use the kitchen to heat them up. On this particular day, I made several hot mugs of cocoa because it was cold outside. I carefully carried the tray upstairs towards the conference room area. As I reached the last step, I stumbled over a modem, which was full of loose wires, and had been left in the middle of the step.
Oh, you poor thing. That was most unfortunate. And then?
My feet became entangled in the wires. I fell backwards down the stairs, spilling hot cocoa all over my body, violently hitting my head as I fell.
How terrible for you. It must have been quite a shock. Then what happened?
I slipped a disc in my back and broke two fingers on my right hand. I was crying and frantic, and eventually people came downstairs to see what had happened. My boss took me to the emergency room, but he didn't want me to write the accident in the work accident book.
I see.
When we were still at the hospital, he told me that the company would pay me for whatever expenses I would encounter. He was very angry, and he said that the accident was my fault because he told me not to wear my sari to work. Then he changed his tone. He said the company would pay me next month. Then he stopped talking.
Quite a story. So there was a modem with wires still attached to it in the middle of the step, right? And your boss said he didn't want you to write the accident in the accident workbook.
He said it wasn't necessary and that they would take care of me. 3 months after the accident, I went back to work. But because of constant backaches and headaches, I have been unable to continue. Now I think my boss is trying to fire me by the way he's acting when I'm in the office. He keeps shouting at me and finding mistakes in everything I do. He acts differently towards me. I mean, he acts differently towards me now. I don't know whether I should just resign or what. Can you help me? A friend told me to consult a lawyer, but I'm not sure. I need this job. I don't want to lose it.